All right, welcome back. Here we are, Radio Row inside the Mall of America. It is even more packed than it was yesterday. We're here on 101.3 ESPN. Thanks to our friends over at Perfection Motorsports and Trailer Sales. I got out of my comfort yesterday and talked WWE wrestling. Now I'm getting out of my comfort zone today and talking mixed martial arts. And let's do that here with Matt Mitrione. He's a former NFL player, but now a member of the Bellator MMA circuit. Matt, how are you?
I'm living the dream, brother. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Well, like I said, I'm out of my element here. So tell me exactly what Bellator is.
Bellator is the primary competition for the UFC.
Okay. You can't fight Conor McGregor. You're in different circuits. So you're telling me.
Okay. Well, first of all, he's so small you can put him in your pocket, right? Yeah. He fights at 145, 155 pounds. Itty bitty little fella. But there is an act right now going through Congress called the Ali Act, which would allow it would separate the promotion and the belt.
Okay.
So that way, if Conor has a belt at 145 and I was a 145er for Bellator, we could fight each other for a unified title.
Gotcha.
And that's going through. And that's actually a really good thing, and I really hope that passes, as a matter of fact.
So, you play in the NFL, and you played here in Minnesota. What's it like seeing this place transformed into the mecca of the world right now?
You know, it's cool to see it, man. I'm a big fan of Minnesota. I think the people are awesome. I think that a lot of people that come here, like a lot of the tourists, will be really surprised at how polite and how cordial everybody is here.
How do you transfer your NFL skill set to now a mixed martial arts career?
You know, there's not a lot of transfer of skill from football to fighting. But there was a lot of transfer of accountability that you learned in the NFL, like a transfer of professionalism, if you will. Where, like, if in the NFL, if you're on time, you're late, right?
Yeah.
And if you're late, you're getting fined 5 G's post-tax. So in that situation, you learn to always be accountable and hold yourself to this certain standard at all times. And fighting, a lot of times, you don't even have a coach. Like, you go in, you just train with the people that are there. So you have to force yourself to excel on any given day because you're your own motivation.
Now, you seem like a very, very nice guy. When I think of mixed martial arts guys, and I think of NFL players, especially on the defensive side of the ball, I think you got to have this, like, crazy tenacity, be a little bit out there. You seem like a very pleasant guy. Is it hard for you to flip the switch when it's time for the competition?
Oh, actually, my flip is switched now.
Yeah.
Actually,
like, okay.
Yeah, this is the polite sociopath. The other one's over there.
That's funny. We're talking with Matt Mitrione. He's a Bellator MMA fighter, and he's here with us on Radio Row. Now, you played your college football at Purdue, and you were roommates with Drew Brees. What was that like?
Brees is a cool cat, man. He's always cool, calm, collected, really casual about stuff. Incredibly heady. He's the exact same guy you see now is who he was back in the day. You know what's crazy about him is that I've been a professional athlete almost my entire adult life.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, without a doubt, he is right now the single most competitive person I've ever met in my life.
Have you met Tom Brady, then?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. But I can tell you that in my opinion, Drew Brees is the most competitive person I've ever met.
That seems odd to me because he didn't room with a quarterback? Like, is it, I thought you would room by positional group.
You know, but that was like when we were freshmen and sophomores.
Gotcha.
Right? Like, then we kind of branched off and he kind of went his own way. He stayed with a linebacker and stayed with a guy who was a quarterback that got moved to linebacker. I'm sorry, to safety. But like, it was always like, he's a different soul. He's a different entity, man. As far as like his preparation, his work ethic, and how much he puts on his own shoulders, he's a different animal.
Now, you fought in one of your early matches, you fought Kimbo Slice. And now that, I told you I was out of my element, but that's a fighter I had heard of, you know, a long time ago. What was that like?
The buildup was incredible, substantial. But like fighting him, it was, like, I've played against people that are like massive human beings that are phone booth size, you know?
Yeah.
So like fighting another dude isn't a big deal to me. And for Kimbo, like, I'm a striker, he's a striker. I'm not going to be intimidated because you got some muscles and you got a funny haircut.
Yeah.
So I went in there and I put hands on him. And it sucks because we were on the show, The Ultimate Fighter, together. And we were friends from that show. So we knew we were going to fight each other eventually because we're both strikers, we're both in the heavyweight division, and we both have pretty big personalities. But we just didn't think it would be that early on in our careers. But as soon as the fight was over, he came into my locker room, we were chilling, we drank some beers, and we just kind of chilled.
A lot of the talk on Radio Row when we talk to former NFL players is how they feel physically. You know, all this talk about concussions and CTE and knees and fingers, all this stuff that's going on. How do you feel physically after an MMA bout? I know at least in the UFC side, isn't there a time limit in between fights? You can't fight for X amount of time. How do you feel after a fight?
Well, the time in between things is pretty gray.
Okay.
And it's a variable at all times depending on who's asking.
Yeah.
But as far as some fights, like some fights, I'm really sore. But I don't take many punches in the face. Per the UFC, I had the second highest striking defensive rate in UFC history. We're like, so I take the second least amount of punches ever.
Wow.
And I had 15 fights over there. I've had, I think, 4 or 5 fights where I haven't even been touched. So I'm kind of a lucky soul like that. And on top of that, like, I make sure, like, when I practice, that I don't get punched in the face. I don't wear big gloves. I only practice for distance and timing versus the effect.
You know, I remember when I was watching and researching the Mayweather-McGregor fight, there was a lot made about McGregor's lack of boxing ability, and that was going to be his downfall.
Which it was.
When you tell me that you don't take a lot of hits to the face, I think, okay, that means you probably have a pretty substantial, at least boxing training, if not boxing background. Am I wrong in that?
Yeah, you're wrong. Okay. I never boxed or wrestled a day in my life until I started training. But I'm an athlete,
yeah.
And I've always been a really good athlete as far as like ability, movement, quickness, dexterity, agility. So I know I can give a punch. I know I can take a punch. So why prove that? Why lose that in the locker room when I'm not getting paid for it?
Yeah.
So now I figure, like, all right, let's put small gloves on and let's work. Everything from the neck down will be live. Let's go ahead and work on timing and distance and how we're going to be effective on it. But there's no reason to try to knock each other out in the gym.
Matt, we'll get you out of here on this. You've got a big fight coming up. I want to say February 16th.
February 16th.
Now it's at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut.
Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. It's actually a rematch. I fight arguably the number two guy in the division. I'm the number one guy. I fight a number two guy named Roy Nelson. I fought him back in 2012, and he's the first guy to legitimately beat me. And from that, like, this is a rematch, yeah, but that was my 6th fight ever in my life, and I'm on my 18th or 19th fight now. I feel like I'm a much more developed fighter, and I feel like I'm very prepared for this, so I can't wait.
Well, Mohegan Sun is awesome. I've been there, stayed in the hotel, gambled in the casino. Now I can go see the fight, too, so it seems like the total package to me. Matt, we appreciate the time, man. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, brother. Appreciate the time, man.